This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced new steps to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, including tax credits for employers who give workers paid time off to get their shot. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and the president is celebrating reaching his latest goal of 200 million shots administered in his first 100 days in office. Demand for shots is now a bigger issue than supply, as fewer people seek shots in several parts of the United States. Nearly half of the state of Iowa's counties are not accepting new doses because there's not enough demand. Florida's Palm Beach County will close mass vaccination clinics next month with thousands of available slots unfilled. A clinic in the state of West Virginia is opening shots up to people from out of state. An inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found problems at a factory manufacturing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA found the factory in Baltimore, Maryland was dirty, did not follow proper manufacturing procedures, and had poorly trained staff. The Food and Drug Administration released a statement in a 13-page report detailing the findings from its recent inspection of the now-idle Emergent Bioscience factory. Both Emergent and J&J say they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. That vaccine is on hold right now due to very rare blood clots. More than two dozen world leaders are set to speak later today on Earth Day at the virtual global summit on climate change organized by President Biden. The global summit is part of Biden's effort to restore U.S. leadership after the dismissive attitude toward the issue of his predecessor, Donald Trump.